Mu'adh bin Jabal, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Another, what can you say about Mu'adh? Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh, Wallahi inni la uhibbuk. Oh Mu'adh, I love you. He takes over after Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah passes away and he succumbs to the illness and to the disease. And he addresses the people, the new leader, Mu'adh ibn Jabal. And he says to them, another lesson, he says to them, Rahmatu Rabbikum. This disease and this illness and this plague that has affected us as believers, it is a rahmah. It is a form of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we learn from this? We learn from this that we do not stigmatize the believer, the Muslim, who is affected by this plague, who is affected by the coronavirus or any other virus. We don't stigmatize them. We don't stigmatize them. Look at Sahaba. They considered the one who was affected by the plague, who was affected by the virus, they considered him as a recipient of a special form of mercy from Allah. They congratulated him with the compassion, with the concern, taking the precautions and so on and so forth, of course. But when the person was affected by the plague and by the virus, they said, this man is special because he is enjoying a special form of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he made a dua. He says, oh Allah, this is a rahmah from you. Allow my family to take the biggest share of this rahmah. He lost all his children. He lost both his sons. He lost his wife. And he passed away in the plague of Amwas.